Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to show number 6 of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Thank you guys for listening tonight. I'm your host, Paul Meadors, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. For the next hour, we're going to be talking. Championships are this Saturday, and we'll hear from tonight Jaleesa Avila. She was a PacWest Player of the Week a few weeks back. Ariana Guzman, Jansen Gillig, and Daniel Galvez. And also, head coach, program director of both the track and field teams and the men's and women's teams, Dr. Ray Winter, who I went to college with way back in the 1990s. We're going to be sure to talk about that. Fresno Pacific College back then, and then it turned to Fresno Pacific University in 1997. Cross country is a sport that has always intrigued me. The punishment that these athletes go through is it's remarkable. It's something that, like I said, has always intrigued me. It's the punishment that they go through, the training regimen, the 60 to 80 miles per week that they go through is absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to getting some insight into running those long races. What we do every week, too, is we have a Fresno Pacific University athletics recap. It was a busy week for the Sunbirds, starting with swimming. The men's and women's teams competed in the Santa Cruz at the Slug Shootout. UC Santa Cruz has one of the best mascots I've ever heard, the Banana Slugs. And some highlights include Golden West High's Jillian Lambert setting lifetime best in both the 50 and 100 free, Rasmus Hansen winning the 200 free, and the FPU men winning the 200 medley relay. Congrats to them. In women's volleyball, they had an up-and-down week. They dropped their first two to Azusa Pacific 3-0, then to Westmont 3-2, but were able to rebound last night as they swept Academy of Art 3-0 in San Francisco. Edison's Amani Abed, she was voted player of the game with 3 kills and 5 blocks. In men's and women's soccer, they were also in San Francisco to play Art U, and both came home victorious. The men won 3-0. Actually, sorry, the women won 3-0 off goals from former guests Clovis East's Mackenzie Madrone, Washington Union's Karimi Hernandez, and Central High's Carissa Lopez. The men won 3-1 thanks to goals from Buchanan's Stephen Morris and former guests Lucas Ribeiro and Clovis North's Brian Lopez. It was Lucas's 7th goal of the season, which also moves into a tie for top scorer in the PacWest Conference. Both soccer teams are currently, right now, in action tonight against Jessup University at Ramirez Field. And finally, the men's and women's cross-country teams are guests tonight. They ran at the Santa Clara Bronco Invitational in Sunnyvale. And FPU's top performances came from Jaleesa Avila, who we're going to hear from in just a minute, in the 6K, and Parlier High's Evan Torres in the 8K races. We'll hear about this meet and much more when we come back after the break. Coach Ray Winter, and I believe the boys are going to come in first and hear all about the great cross-country events that have gone on this year and previewing Saturday's PacWest Championship down south. So looking forward to that. We're going to take a break here. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, I'm digging that intro music, man. That was pretty smooth. All right, this is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Meadors, and we got Fresno Pacific University cross-country boys, men's, right now in studio. Going to look forward to talk to them. So first of all, thank you guys for coming in. Really appreciate it. Ray Winter.
Happy to be here, man.
Yeah, the coach, and Jansen Gillig and Daniel Galvez. Thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right, I want to start with the Olympics. This was a great year to watch the Olympics, first of all, but track and field, right, is usually like the primo event of the entire Olympics. You guys are shaking your heads like, yeah, of course, right? Track and field is the main deal there with the Olympics. So, boys, I want to ask you first, like, what made you glue to the TV? Like, what piqued your interest the most in that last year's Olympics?
Oh, man. Well, as a distance runner, right, my interests are, like, the longer distance events. So, definitely the 5K, the 10K, and the 1500. And seeing Cole Hawker win, an American win the 1500, that was amazing.
So while you're watching this, are you like cheering? Are you jumping around? Or are you just like kind of focused with the guys?
No, I'm standing up, bouncing up and down, just so hype. Oh yeah.
Are you like kind of take that guy on the left or take that guy on the right, or now's your chance to make a move? Are you like kind of coaching them, or are you just kind of like enjoying the moment and watching them?
I'd say like I kind of keep quiet until the last lap, and then the last lap where I'm like go, like you got it, and then I start coaching them from thousands of miles away.
All right, Daniel, what about you? What do
yeah
you love?
So like I said, like Jensen said, those 10K, 5Ks, you know, we love those. My attention was definitely on the women's side, though, specifically Safwan Hassan. She tackled the 5K, the 10K, and the marathon, and she medaled in all three of those events. And she even won the marathon, which is, like, unprecedented. Like, you don't run a 10K and a 5K and then go win the marathon, especially when you're an athlete who's run those two events and everyone else in the field is fresh. Like, the pressure is definitely on you to compete, and she just handled it so well. You know, she went with the race, and she won it, like, gracefully, and it was just amazing to see that.
Coach, what about you? Like, what had you glued to the TV cheering?
I mean, track and field, we finally get to be on stage. Like, the whole world cares the most about track for that, you know, month or so. And then it ebbs a little bit, and all, you know, the kind of the more popular sports in the U.S. rise. But there's something special, something timeless about track. And so it's really cool, you know, and I'm into everything. You know, I'm a true, like, I love the field events. I watch the hammer throw. I mean, that's probably my single favorite event to watch, which is exactly the opposite of what my body type and expertise is, but it's just fascinating, beautiful, dynamic, powerful. So yeah, that's one of my favorites. Also javelin, actually. So I'm into the throws a lot. And of course, yeah, distance. And my dog is barking, I'm screaming, you know, my family's looking at me
the
like,
neighbors
you're
are
nuts.
Calling.
What are you doing? Yeah, they can't hear you. Settle down. Yeah, but I can't help it. So I'm on my feet in the living room. It's great.
That's funny that you should mention the hammer throw when we get more track and field. I'm sure it'll be on the show. And yeah, I saw a couple clips from some of your hammer thrower guys and just how wild that is and fun. So yeah, you guys are definitely track and field and cross country junkies. So I'm sure you had a great time watching the Olympics. Coach, I want to ask you, let's talk about this year's program. And Saturday, I know you have a huge event. The PacWest Championships are this Saturday. So kind of just talk a little snapshot of the year so far, and we're going to get into what these guys bring to the program as well, and then Saturday's event.
Yeah, PacWest Championships on Saturday. It's in Irvine, and it's going to be a true just foot race. Nothing real tricky or surprising in terms of the course. It's going to be at a big soccer complex. Actually, it's known in the running world. Those who follow high school cross country, the Woodbridge Invitational is there now, so it's one of the biggest cross country races in the West Coast. So we're going to be on there, and not too many college meets have ever been run there, so it's kind of cool to be running the same course that we've watched some of the best in the nation come out to Cali and race. And it's wide open, long straightaways. You can see what's going on, you know, and they can see you. So if you're running away from folks, they're hawking you, and you can target people in front of you. So we're very excited about that. And yeah, these guys are ready. We have a huge freshman class. So we brought in 8 freshmen, and a lot of these guys are going to be able to line up and really run one of their first handful of 8Ks ever. They're transitioning from 5K to 8K, so it's almost twice as far. It's a monster. It's a different deal. But they've demonstrated success already. They've handled the training really well. They're running kind of matching their high school 5K PRs on their way to their 8Ks kind of thing, and that's a target. I think it kind of gives us good feedback. So yeah, we're ready to go. Guys are fired up, and we're just like 72 hours away now, you know, Saturday morning. Yeah.
That's right. Daniel, I want to ask you first, like, how have you prepared for this event, and what are your expectations?
Yeah, so definitely as a freshman, it's like Ray said, it's that jump from 5K to 8K. At first, you know, it's definitely a challenge, but, you know, after doing all these workouts and really putting my faith in the mileage, it's really helped me tackle the 8K a lot better. You know, I'm used to that 5K, so 3.1 miles. So after that, I'm really just focused on, hey, I need to stay relaxed, and I can do this, and I need to stay strong in my training. And that's really helping along a lot through the 8K.
Jensen, what about you?
Yeah, well, every day, the motto that I try to, like, keep in my head is just win the day every day. And so as long as I'm checking those boxes, right, I'm hitting the mileage, I'm pushing hard, I'm doing my core and my weights, you know, I'm winning every day, day by day, you know, I'm going to be confident going to those races knowing I've done everything I could.
And we talked a little off air before you guys came on. You guys said, yeah, I'm in probably the best shape in of the season. Is that true? You guys feel strong going in? Obviously, Jansen, you just said you're ready to attack the day, but like physically and mentally, you guys feel as prepared as possible?
Yeah, definitely. I think both of us can agree that we've had a lot of mental and physical downloads that just like have prepared us for this moment in the season.
Coach, I want to ask you about each of these guys, like, yeah, where they came in, you know, as freshmen, how they've improved. Did they hit their targets? Did they hit their peak, you know, physical attributes at the time that you wanted to? Just talk about that these men bring to the program.
Yeah, and it'd be fun to have the whole roster in here because everybody's got an awesome story and there's a journey there, right? And I'm really just so humbled by the roster I have. These young men are just men of integrity and character. They're grinders. They're workers. They're scholar athletes, so just super impressed and just really humbled to get to kind of guide them in life. I mean, this is running, but we're living life. It's mind, body, and spirit, you know. So we're trying to be excellent in the classroom too, and just how we walk, you know, who we are. So Jansen, yeah, he's coming down the 99 from up in the Stockton area, and he's kind of like the guy from almost furthest away. We have so many close folks because Daniel's a Sanger boy, so he's an Apache right down the street, right down Jensen,
there
right?
You know, exactly.
And so we have a lot of locals, a lot of Valley kids, and I call my team, one of my nicknames is the Valley All Stars, and that's true. So both of these guys are Valley guys and studs in the classroom, just really crushing that. And actually both of them are kinesiology majors, and so students of the body and students of movement, and just they love that laboratory of the body. So I think that crosses over into their running a ton. Very inquisitive. Something in my program I preach is like, we need to know the why are we doing what we're doing. It's always a good question. Let's examine that, let's kind of dialogue through that and get in that laboratory together and chew on that. So that's something that's kind of cool, and they definitely have that tendency. Makes them better. They know why they're doing what they're doing and what they should be feeling, what kind of stimulus and what kind of response they should be getting. So pretty cool, adaptable kind of gains they're making because of their intellect.
I want to ask you about that challenge, right, the coach has brought to you. Mind, body, and spirit. Is that
yeah,
how you put
yeah,
it?
Like, that's right.
Going from high school to the next level, right? Running in college. Like, was that a huge transition? Like, were there some moments where you first start off like, man, I don't even know how I'm going to get through this. How am I going to get through this day? You talk about winning the day, Jansen. But, like, was that transition difficult to, you know, to get your mind and body to this level?
I think the transition was definitely difficult at first, but because we all had the opportunity to train together this summer, I think it was really helpful to have all these upperclassmen and even my fellow freshmen with me. It definitely made that transition feel really smooth, and I'm really glad I had all my teammates and Coach Ray, of course. And so for me, I would say that it went by pretty smoothly, but I definitely had trouble adapting to, like, you know, mileage and those longer volume workouts. So I think that's where the difficulty in my transition lied. But overall, I think I felt really prepared.
Jansen, what about you?
Yeah, for sure. Coming into my freshman year, yeah, there was like, I joined a program where I came out of my high school program like number one guy, and now I'm at this college program and I'm getting whooped every day by 10 or 12 other guys, and it's like, okay, I'm humbled, here we go, it's a restart, right? Starting from the bottom, I'm just gonna work my way up. So yeah, there was some difficulties for sure, and having to get used to not being in the lead every day and being okay with that, but also using that to make me better, right? I have so many people who are just hardworking and talented, pushing me every day, making me the best athlete I can be. So while it's definitely uncomfortable, there's no growth and comfort, right? So it's rewarding at the same time.
Are you sure these guys aren't seniors yet? They're not,
I'm telling you,
post-grad?
Man.
I mean, look at these
guys. I know.
Guys.
I get to sit back
maturity.
And let them handle business. That's right.
All right. So what is the most difficult workout that you've had? Has there been workouts where, I don't know, you just double over, you fall, like you cramp up? Like, how would you describe like the most difficult workout you've ever had?
I'd say for me, my most difficult workouts came from this past track season. You know, in track, our distances tend to be lower unless we're doing the 10K. So for me, I'm normally doing like the 5K or the 1500 last year. And so while the distances are lower, I'm racing faster. So I got to practice running faster, right? So I'm doing a lot of 800s and K kilometers and miles at like that 5K race pace. And oh yeah, I'll get halfway through the workout and I'm just thinking, there's no way I'm making out of this alive. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. So yeah, there's been some suffer fests over this last past track season for sure.
I bet. What about for you, Daniel? Has there been some workouts just like killed you?
Yeah. So being new to the program, seeing your race workouts, I'm like, wow, these are some hard workouts. And you know, I'm doing them with my teammates in those early summer days. And I'm hitting these workouts and I'm like getting out of breath and I just see my teammates flying by me. I'm like, what's going on? Like this workout, like how am I going to get through the season? But honestly, it's been such a great progression and I feel so much better handling these workouts running with my teammates now.
So one of the great things about interviewing Fresno Pacific University athletes is their journey to Fresno Pacific College, our university. Mm-hmm. See, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Alumni, man.
Yeah, I'm an alum of the school. Yeah. Fresno Pacific College when I was there. That's Fresno, right? Pacific University, everybody has a journey. So how did you guys first hear about the college? How did Coach get a hold of you? Was it an easy decision or what was the final, like, yeah, I'm going there for sure story?
Yeah, well, for me, actually, I had a not high school teammate, but he went and ran to the at the same high school that I graduated from Stockton. His name's Calvin Abbott, and he ran for FPU. And my senior year of high school, I knew at that point I wanted to run in college, and I knew that I had some sort of connection there because I knew the guy. So I kind of reached out to him and asked him how he liked it, and he said it's the school for him. He loves it. He recommended that I reach out and see if I like it, and so that's what motivated me to reach out to Coach. And things clicked from there. I fell in love with the school, fell in love with the team, and here I am.
Here you are. All right. What about for you, Dan? You're your road.
So for me, it was really like a connection similar to Jansen's. I had two former teammates from high school who are still currently on the team, and they had got me in contact with Ray. And I remember Ray had reached out to me like saying, hey, dude, let's set up a call. Let's talk. Let's do this. And I remember I just got our practice and I called them. And I think we stayed on the phone for like about 45 minutes just talking training, you know, just being like nerds about the sport. And I really liked the vibe I got from Ray. And it like I had heard so much from my teammates and I was like, OK, I got to see what the school's about. And, you know, I came on my visit and Ray just sold me FPU like he sells everyone else. Like really genuine, really awesome place, really great community.
Cross country runners, I'm just going to say, are insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so I can only compare, and I'm very thankful to you, Ray, because you're very patient with me when explaining the different courses, but I'm only familiar with Woodward Park and I've gone to, I think, three, CIF state championship events there. Obviously that course is different than the one you guys are going to race on Saturday. But when I'm at the finish line, I'm just, those kids collapse and they literally drag them so they yeah. don't get trampled on.
Right.
And, they put the, what do you call it? The silver right. lining around yeah. their yeah. bodies and they're cramping up. I mean, it's just, it's not a finish line to me. It's like an infirmity.
Yeah, it's absolute carnage. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. just explain out there to the people listening, like what does somebody's body go through when they're running across country meet?
Yeah, it really, it's interesting because as you're going through the race, if you're thinking about a 5K or a 6K for our college women or an 8K, which is 5 miles for the guys, or 10K at the championship level, you're just accumulating lactic acid in your body slowly. There's that slow drip and it's just ever more increasingly uncomfortable. And your biology is saying, stop, you know, and our consciousness, it's mind over matter. Your mind has to say, calm down, shut up, we're not dying, we're going to be okay, we're going to Chipotle in an hour, you know, it's going to be okay. And so it's really a mental contest to tell your body to calm down. And of course, that's the kind of training we do, that adaptable exposure to discomfort, to managing and buffering off lactic acid, really, that the body's sending out because it can't keep up oxygen. We're demanding too much. So it's really kind of like having orange juice or lemon juice in the veins. It's kind of the feeling it actually feels like. It's really pretty intense and pretty real. So your biology is really sending messages to shut her down, but that's our sport. It's pretty weird. You're right. It's a suffer fest. It's weird.
And you guys, like, they're literally suffering for your sport and for your teammates. You know, when, you know, I I was a team sport guy, right? Basketball, baseball, a little bit of flag football, intramurals at Fresno Pacific, mm-hmm. right? All that good stuff. When people come up to you and say that cross country is an individualistic sport compared to a team sport, boys, like, how do you respond to something like that? If somebody says, oh yeah, it's cross country, it's just, you're just racing against yourself, racing against time. Like, what's your response to that?
Yeah, so I definitely see how people have the inclination, you know, it's a racing sport, like swimming, cycling, some sports like that are all individual and it's not really about the team. But for me, I see it as cross country and you have track. Track is flat and it's fast. It's an individual sport there. Here, you have terrain, you have all these like combination of elements. And if it was just about running fast, then we wouldn't have cross country. Cross country is about you and your top seven guys, your 1 through 7. And I think like it's so much more than just the individual, because you're not going to go, you can go to nationals by yourself, but it means nothing if you're not there as a team. Like it, the atmosphere is completely different. It's just so nice to line up with your guys and just hit that race all together and just send it.
Jansen, what about for you when people might think that?
Yeah, well, while we tend to call it a race, at the end of the day, it's still a game, right? We're running to win. For example, in cross-country races, your top five runners from each team score. And your top four runners can have a great race. But if you're the fifth guy and you have a terrible race, your team's going to go down in points. And that could be the difference between winning the race or getting third or fourth. So while it is very individual in the moment, in the grand scheme of things, like, and in the race, you could be the factor on whether or not your team wins or loses. So in that aspect, it very much is a team sport.
100%, right? You're literally giving up your body, right? So your teammates can celebrate with you. That's hopefully it. At the end. Got a couple more minutes here, guys. I want to ask you about like Fresno Pacific. What do you love about the school? What are some of your favorite classes? Have you declared a major yet? Daniel, what about for you? What are some of your fun things
to
do there?
I'm a pre-physical therapy major. And for me, one of the things I love the most about FPU is that it's a small school. You know, I see people every day and I actually know them. I'm not just another person in the crowd. Like, I can't go to a single class without seeing someone I know. And it's just nice because, it's like, you know, I feel like often when I hear other people talk about college, they're like, oh, I feel so tired and I feel like alone. And I definitely don't feel that at FPU. I definitely feel like I'm someone that's seen and that's someone that's heard. And I just really enjoy like the community that FPU has built.
Jansen.
Yeah, and piggybacking off what Daniel said, when I was looking into schools my senior year, every other school I was looking into were large CSUs with thousands of students. And FPU was the only school that was like a small school feel. And honestly, I didn't think I wanted that. But when I ended up here, I realized how valuable that was in terms of the quality of my education. Like after class, I can go to my teacher and have an hour conversation with them. And they're not easy to find. They're not hard to find. My class sizes are anywhere from like 5 to 20 people at the biggest. Like, and that's kind of crazy because I have friends at other CSUs where some of their classes has 300 people. And they're never going to talk to their professors ever in a whole semester. And to me at FPU, I'm like, that's just wild. There's no way that I could have a successful semester without having like that kind of relationship with my professor. But at FPU, that's what I get guaranteed at every class. So that's really something special.
It's something that everybody that's come into this radio booth and talked about Fresno Pacific, you guys all have that common theme of community, of friendship, of, you know, perseverance and driving and striving for the best. So, Coach, we're going to bring you back for another segment, but have the last word before we get a break about what these guys, what your expectations for these guys and how proud you are of them.
Yeah, man, I told them this morning, we had a quick team meeting before we went out on a run. It was dark and early, you know, and that's just how it is, and that I would not want to go to battle with anybody else. And so I'm on the sidelines and it's killing me. You know, I want to get in there too, but I feel everything with them, the highs and the lows, and I'm so proud of them. I have full faith and confidence in them, and they have chosen to win the day one day at a time and do it together. So excited about the way that they demonstrate as ambassadors of our university. They just carry themselves, but on and off the course, it's really cool. So I can't wait for them to just put forth their very best effort, and it will be enough.
Lay it out on the line, guys. All right, good luck Saturday. Thanks, Jansen Gillig and Daniel Galvez. Really appreciate you guys coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to hear from the women's side. There's a couple young ladies here waiting to get on the microphone. We're going to hear their stories. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
And now, the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back. Thank you guys for sticking with us. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. This is the full hour of Fresno Pacific University Athletics. And we just heard a great segment from the men's team. A couple very impressionable young men who I know are going to not only do great things still on the course, a lot of courses left to run in their college career, but also in life. And now we have a couple of young ladies right now. So we got Jaleesa Avila. She was a Pac West Player of the Week a few weeks back. And Ariana is your full name, right? Ari Guzman as well with Coach Ray Winter. So first of all, thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it. Now, how you guys were like being a little giddy and silly because you're like, how are we going to top what the boys said? They did such a great job, but I know you guys are going to do a great job. But you guys were razzing Coach a bit right now about
his phone. That's what they do.
Well, I mean, you guys were saying, oh, Coach, you didn't bring your flip phone this time. And
I got 15 daughters, man. They just come at me. They're dad jokes. It's okay. I love it.
Well, at least you upgraded your phone. Now you can take pictures of the teams you guys brought in here. So, girls, I want to ask you about Saturday's PacWest Championship. We talked about the course a little bit, about how it's flat, a lot of grass, a little bit of cement. Like, what kind of courses like are your favorites to run on? Is it a course like Saturday's or is it more the difficult course? What do you guys prefer?
Honestly, we're going to be running on a really hard course. I would say it's probably one of the hardest just because it's all on grass, basically, which is, to me, it's really hard. But I feel like we've really been preparing, you know, running a lot on grass, doing workouts on grass. But my favorite is definitely has to be like dirt trails and then just sprinkle in a little bit of hills. So basically just like we just raced a Bronco last weekend. So that was definitely my favorite.
All right. What do you prefer?
I actually like this coming course that we have in Irvine. I like the grass. It's pretty flat compared to the other races that we've had this past season. For me, it's just, I like dirt as well, just like Jaleesa said, but I'm excited for this Saturday's race. I think it's going to be a fast race, and I also think that it's going to be faster, I'm going to run faster, and I'm really excited.
So we talked in the last segment about what cross-country runners punish their body, right? How they just mind over matter, and you're comparing like orange juice in the veins and, you know, and just putting the next step forward even though you can't, like... I'm more curious, too, about jostling for position, how physical it can get with the other girls racing. Like, just kind of explain what that looks like.
It can get pretty rough, especially at the starting line. We always mess around on the girls' team saying, elbows out. just, you know, the field is so big. It's about 200 girls that we race against. And, you know, we don't want to be falling or anything like that because it's happened so many times already. So, we can get pretty aggressive.
What about for you?
I honestly think the same. I feel like, for me, I like to just do a little sprint. Just, you know, just get out there and then do your race, get comfortable. But, like, yeah, we can get a little... I wouldn't say dirty, but like sometimes you just feel like you just want to be like, get out of my way, please. But we do our best to just get out.
Maybe
there.
Pray for them first and then elbow them a little bit and go around them. How about
that? Always pray.
Right? Yep. Is there smack talking in cross country? Is that like a kind of a no-no? Not smack talking, but is there a little bit of talking? Not really.
No, we're really nice.
Say that with a smile.
We don't really do any smack talking that I've experienced, at least on the girls' side.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, I feel like that was more kind of like high school. I feel like in college, I really like never heard any smack talking other than like we got to beat this team, but it wasn't really like...
Not directed at them.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Very good answers. All right. I was just curious about that. All right, Coach, I want to ask about what these two young women bring to the program, what they brought to the university. I believe, Ari, you're a grad student as well. So just... Coach, what have they brought to the program? How much do they mean to Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, I mean, these two ladies in particular are our team captains this year, and that position is just, it implies leadership. But what does leadership mean here? It really does mean service, and so they have those servant hearts. And so many young freshmen came in this year, seven freshman girls, and so, like we say, our baby birds, and show them the ways. And these two ladies are absolutely perfect for that. And we've had a phenomenal year. But yeah, in the classroom, how do you succeed? How do you thrive? How do you grind in the classroom? How do you carry yourself just throughout the day? Both of these young ladies have had incredible and multiple and diverse leadership positions on campus too, outside of sport, right? So for example, being a peer mentor and having a kind of a cohort, or what we call collegiums at Fresno Pacific, and just guiding 15 or 20 freshmen and just showing them the ways, how to succeed, how to thrive, and being that safe person for them. So having that kind of leader on the team, man, it's just a total bonus. It's kind of a coach athlete, right? And so, and now on race day, these experienced ladies can give calm, can give focus, can tell stories like, hey, let me tell you a story, freshman, right? And some highs and lows, that's our sport. So it's a huge advantage to have that kind of like emotional maturity and that kind of experience on the team.
All right, you being, you know, on your way to getting a degree and going out into the real world, so to speak, after your college experience, fly, my little bird, right? Like, describe when you first arrived on campus. Am I assuming right that you came to Fresno Pacific right out of high school?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So from the time you set foot on campus, from your first class, from moving into your dorm to where you are now, like, where have you seen yourself grow the most?
Oh my gosh. I could go on about my growth. I mean, I came in during a really weird time. I came in during 2020, which was COVID. So I was definitely a lost little freshman straight out of high school. So my growth really came during that time, finding who I was, debating if I really wanted to stay in college, stay in running, just because it was difficult. But I would say my growth came in during my freshman year. I mean, I look back now and I like cringe.
Like,
I cringe.
That
yeah,
who's
that person? But yeah, my growth definitely came from then. And then even now, I mean, I'm still growing now. Just being a team leader, being a team captain, it's giving me more growth to be able to learn how to lead the ladies correctly. And it's giving me ways to become a better person for myself. So I could say I see the growth now and even 5 years ago.
Julissa, are you Farmersville? You're Farmersville and you're Menachie, right?
Yes, all
right.
Porterville,
yeah. So, Julissa, like, you're a junior, right? So is this your third year on campus?
Yes.
Okay, so when you came in as a freshman, do you have a similar story to Ari, or are you more like, oh man, this is going to be a little too overwhelming for me? What was your experience like?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it was really hard for me because I was a very, very homebody, and I feel like everyone on the team knows me because there's not one weekend I don't go home. But, like, yeah, I feel like my first day at FPU, it was just, like, so amazing to me because I just truly felt like I was home even though I wasn't, and especially with being on a team and then classes and everything. I had a good experience coming to FPU.
Okay, so when you'd go home, would you take like a big old tub of laundry, right?
Yes.
And would you
this
do the laundry yourself?
This is actually really funny because today was like the first time I actually did laundry like ever in my 3 years here at FPU. So like, it was so funny. But yeah, I do take all my laundry when I go home.
Okay, all right, good answer. Do you still gotta feed the machine quarters? You gotta find quarters, or is it, how's it back then when Ray and I went to college, we had to do our, I don't know, what do you guys,
pennies,
does it cost money now, or just,
we use phones, so yeah, it costs money. I actually showed her how to use it on the mobile app. So we use our phone, it's an app now.
We didn't have cell phones back then, did we?
No, we didn't. No. And we didn't have cable television.
No,
either,
we did not.
Did we?
Nope.
we like would actually walk around and do stuff and study and all that stuff.
Weird.
Know? It's a different age for sure, but a good age. All right. So being together, going on road trips, eating together, all those things that make the college experience, especially athletics, a really awesome one. Like, do you guys have any fun stories, any road trips, like as the van broke down, or like some really good restaurants you've eaten at? Like, what's a fun adventure that you guys have been on?
That's funny that you say that. This is the season where we've had the most bus breakdowns. So a couple of weeks ago, we had a stop right off on the Grapevine by Pyramid Lake. And it was so hot. It was really miserable, but just kind of watching everyone do their own thing. Like, some girls are making TikToks, and like we're all just, you know, like talking to the guys and getting closer. I think that was pretty memorable. So, I mean, the bus breaking down was sucky, but you know,
made the best of it.
We made the best of it, making TikToks and talking to the guys.
Julissa, what about you?
Yeah, I can low-key say the same, because everyone was doing their own little thing, but in the moment we're like all together, not realizing that like that time we spent together actually like left an impact on me, because I saw some of the girls taking pictures. Like, now we have a forever memory of that. Like, we all took a picture at the lake, and the like definition was that we got broken down basically. And so then, like, there's even guys like trying to even fix the bus. So like everyone was just doing their own little thing, and it was great that we were all together, even though it had a reason.
A little snag, right?
Yeah.
How long was it? Like an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours?
I think that was about an hour 45, maybe almost 2 hours. Yeah. So it all worked out.
Not horrible.
Yeah. It's
all
good.
Been a part of worse. Let's put it that way. I think everyone's been a part of a worse situation.
Could be worse.
All right, so favorite classes at Fresno Pacific University, major, let's go in that direction. Julissa, what about you? I know, saw you like thinking a little bit.
So I'm a pre-health major, and I would say my favorite classes definitely have to be like my focus series, because it kind of plays a part in my major, but as well as like religion and like what FPU is about. And I feel like that's really what I love to learn about. And I just never knew, like, I would able to get that at a different school. So definitely my focus series were my favorite classes.
All right.
So mine's a little more different. I already graduated, so I have my bachelor's in kines and my minor in coaching. So currently I'm in the teaching credential, and all the classes kind of intertwine with each other, you know, talking about teaching and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say it's a class, but I've recently been doing student teaching. So I'm at Yosemite Middle School, and I'm kind of interning with the students. And I mean, to me, I think that's my best class, per se, that I've experienced so far in the teaching credential. You know, just getting to be around, you know, 12-year-olds and hearing their lingo. And I start talking like them sometimes. You can ask Gray. It's been such a great experience being in the teaching credential and, you know, being in student teaching.
Well, we need good teachers. We need good people in the profession. This is my 28th year teaching fifth grade down south of Kingsburg. So there you go. That's awesome. It's so good to hear about that. I'm sure you'll be a fantastic teacher and a coach.
Yes.
Right? And a coach, obviously.
I got plants everywhere.
Yeah, you got them everywhere.
Send them back.
All right. So I want to know, too, Coach, like expectations for Saturday. You know, you talked about the boys and what they bring to the table on and off the course, but what are you looking for? Leadership, first of all, but what Saturday at the PacWest Championships from these two individuals specifically?
We talk a lot about effort and commitment to a plan, so executing the plan and maximum effort, and kind of assessing ourselves on, did I give everything I had to give, rather than maybe look at the clock and see if it was good enough or not. The time is the time, but was the effort there? And if we can cross the line and have no shoulda, woulda, couldas, then the time was enough, and that's great. And that's kind of how we think and talk. And we do that Monday through Friday as well, right? We just give our best to what the assignment is for the workout and know that it'll add up. So again, these ladies modeling that, I know they spend a lot of time. There's things I find out afterwards, like, oh, we hung out as a team, and we did this and that as a team. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, that they are coach players, and they're growing their teammates and getting them ready. And again, it's a mental game. It's a mental game. So really calming the nerves and expectations are centered on just best efforts and knowing that that's going to be good. And also knowing I'm not alone out there, right? It really is a team sport and we're running for each other, and they can put it down for each other. And then it's so fun at the finish line, like we talked about, some of that carnage you see, that is a celebration, right? So the spirit that they run with, we talk about joy. It's like, hey, don't forget, this is fun too. There is joy in this. And it's really in the finishing shoot when we've lived through something together. And so these ladies are great leaders. I'm so proud of them already. It's going to be a great day.
Great, great answer. I'd love to hear that, right? You think of the finish line, and you're right, you used the word carnage, and I described it as like an infirmary. And, you know, for somebody that didn't run cross country, for you guys to explain it that way, that, you know, we did this together. We put our bodies out there for each other. So that's a great way to wrap up one of the essences of cross country. All right, so here's usually a part in the show, got about another 5 minutes or so, where we usually have Enzo or Pablo asking questions from the Fresno Pacific University students. So boys, I don't think I told you this, but I'm gonna ask you guys one more question. These are from the students, so you guys will lean in to the other microphones here. All right, Jackson Paramo asks this: how do you overcome a not so satisfying result after a long race? Jensen, we're gonna throw you to the wolves on this first question. So what's the best way to answer that? Go ahead and lean in there.
Well, for me, it's, it might not be the first thing, but one of the first things I try to get to is, what can I take away from this, right? What can I learn? If I'm just gonna sit there and pout, what was the point of doing that, right? It's not gonna help me become a better runner, an athlete, person for the next time. So just trying to learn what I can do better for the next time and just keep learning and learning and building, and eventually it's gonna click.
All right, Daniel, we got a question for you. Damian Smith asks this: how do you react when the pace doesn't go according to your race plan?
Yeah, so definitely in those bigger races, you're most likely never ever going to go out in your race pace, and you just have to adapt. You have to be ready, and you have to relax yourself. You can't get too ahead of yourself, because you know, like any sort of race, you want to get out good and you want to get out strong, and that's perfectly fine. You got to take a moment to humble yourself, be like, hey, this is where I need to be. So let's bring it back a little bit and let's get ready to race.
All right. Ari Monte asks, how do you hydrate? We didn't get to our food question, so this incorporates the food question. All right. How do you hydrate and eat before a cross country race?
Yeah. I hydrate about a week before. So starting Monday before the race, I drink tons of water and I stay as hydrated as possible. And I try to think, of course, I always try to eat healthy, but I usually carbo load before the race, which is the day before. So I eat pasta, you know, bread. And yeah, that's usually what I eat, and try not to eat any ice cream or anything unhealthy the week of.
Try. Notice how she said that. I try.
It's a work in
my
progress.
Best. A work in progress. All right. Good way to put it. All right. Last one, Jaleesa Malachi asks, how many pairs of shoes do you go through in a year? Solid question.
Oh my, that's a lot. But I would say I go through at least one pair of trainer every 3 to 4 months. And there's been a lot. And I have attachment to even my old ones that don't work. I still keep them, so I have so many.
All right, I'm going to ask a follow-up here. So what's the best brand of shoe? Like, if you had $1,000 to spend on a pair of shoes, I don't even know what they go for. Like, what would be your shoe of choice?
It has to be Hoka. I'm a Hoka girl.
Is that the main shoe for cross country, Hoka?
I prefer New Balance, personally.
They're looking for NIL deals right now.
Apparently.
That's what's going on.
Apparently.
They're trying to get hooked
up.
I think
1430-790 ESPN, they just gave a free shout out to those companies too. So I think that we need some kickback as well. All right, Coach, we got one for you. How many miles do your athletes run per week? What's the average, and how do you set that up?
Yeah, so we've got some kind of middle distance runners, but they're all running 6K for women and they're all running 8K or 10K for men. And we got long distance. So it really varies. So we might have folks coming in as freshmen and maybe they ran 35 or 40 miles a week in high school. They're not going to go jump up to 60 or 70, right? So it really varies. On our ladies' side, we have everything from about 30 to 60 to 60 plus, 65 on the high end for our older ladies that are kind of building into that. On the guys' side, usually about 45 or 50 is the low end, and then some experienced kind of veterans might be in like 10K specialists. They might be in the 90 zone.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Yeah, something like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, guys, we got a little wrap up here. I want to talk about the men's soccer. They're playing as we speak. They're playing William Jessup. The women's match is going to start around 7:30. Volleyball is playing Jessup as well at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Special Events Center. Women's basketball already with UC Merced exhibition at 3 p.m. this Sunday. Admission is free. All their events are going to cost you $10 to get in and free for 10 years old and under. Thank you guys for coming in. This was a lot of fun to have the men's and women's cross-country team representatives and Coach Ray Winter. Thank you guys for coming.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you for having us.
All right. Until next week, guys, go Birds.